Well, the PM's speech follows an alarming report from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, warning that melting glaciers and warming oceans are fueling rising sea levels, fiercer storms and worsening water shortages. Here's National Environment and Science reporter Penny Timms.
The IPCC's special report on the ocean and cryosphere in a changing climate is the most definitive look at the world's oceans and frozen areas, and its conclusions are stark. Co Barrett is a vice chairperson at the IPCC.
The ocean has been acting like a sponge, absorbing carbon dioxide and heat to regulate the temperature, but it can't keep up. These changes show that the world's ocean and cryosphere have been taking the heat for climate change for decades. The consequences for nature and humanity are sweeping and severe.
Co-author Nathan Bindoff is a professor of physical oceanography with the University of Tasmania and the CSIRO, and he says the devastating impacts of climate change are now unavoidable.
We're committed to quite a lot of change in the climate system, regardless of which pathway we take, but the high emissions pathway is definitely much more impactful.
The issues are just the pace of change, particularly our oceans and our ice-covered systems.
Professor Mark Haldon is the director of the Australian National University's Climate Change Institute and a vice chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
The long-term implications of that are for many metres of sea level rise. Some of that will be seen in this century, but most of it will be seen in subsequent centuries. And there's very little, once we've started that process, that we can do to stop it.
The IPCC report predicts that even in the best case scenario, the world's oceans will rise by up to 60 centimetres by 2100. It drives home the importance of coastal communities preparing for rising sea levels, especially inundation during extreme weather events, which are expected to happen yearly by 2050 in many places, including Australia. Jo Mineo-Calleo is the head of Pacific for Greenpeace.
It mirrors very much what we're experiencing here, with sea level rise, increasing king tides, storm surges that threaten to wipe out communities and families and livelihoods and access to food and water, but also at a larger level, the threats to our culture and our histories and our stories as a people.
The report aims to assist governments in setting policies to mitigate the worst impacts of climate change, such as the effects already being seen by Pacific Island nations.
The science is clear, and what leaders, many leaders, are still doing is sacrificing long-term stability and viability of the Pacific for the expediency of short-term economic gain.
The IPCC concludes that while change is inevitable, there is still time to act, and urgently cutting carbon emissions would help to avoid the worst-case scenarios.
Penny Timms reporting.